Hi, I'm Brian Uthe. I'm a fifth-year grad student in Dr. Pelton's lab. So in general, in our lab, we look at light-matter interaction at the nanoscale. So for a size comparison, the nanoscale is about 1,000 times smaller than the width of your hair. And so what's interesting about the nanoscale is that it resides in this crossover region. So smaller than the nanoscale, you're talking about interactions of individual atoms. Above the nanoscale is going to be in the classical regime. So we're talking about our like everyday objects. And in this regime, we don't really think about things in terms of individual atoms. We just think of this overall response. So how do all of these atoms, all of these molecules interact with one another to give this collective response? So for my project, what I look at is how do liquids interact with nanoscale objects? So what I do is I shine light. So I use lasers and shine light on nanoparticles. Those particles are suspended within a liquid. And once they get light shined on them, then they start to move. They start to oscillate back and forth. And since they're suspended within the liquid, they start to interact with the liquid. And so what you can do is you can track the changes of that interaction over time using a second laser pulse, and then you can kind of backtrack and figure out what was the response of the liquid on the nanoscale structure. And so what we found so far is that this interaction is not what we would expect if the nanoparticles were larger, say micron size, or just the size of everyday objects around us. So the normal treatment of the fluid dynamics starts to break down as you scale a structure down. And the reason why that is that as you scale a structure down, they start to vibrate a lot faster. So they're moving back and forth a lot faster than say that I can move my hand around in water. And so ultimately what our work is trying to do is to really come up with a treatment of how do liquids behave at the nanoscale.